Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today. I'm Dr. Todd Robinson, Associate Professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop, here to review Chris Ware's magnum opus of a graphic novel, Rusty Brown. Published by Pantheon in 2019, Rusty Brown very closely follows, a host of mostly hapless characters as they live, work, and die right here in Omaha. Set in 1975, but moving freely forward and back along the line of time, Rusty Brown paints a tender, unsettling series of portraits. Ware's vibrant use of color, line, pattern, and disruption wed to a somewhat bleak view of human nature, making him a student of Art Spiegelman's domestic collisions and James Joyce's fractured narratives. The surface-level boredom, triteness, cruelty, and indifference of Ware's characters betraying profound histories, griefs, longings, and imaginal acrobatics that belie placid exteriors. Chris Ware grew up in Omaha and sets most of this novel in Dundee among snow-capped Tudors. Much of the action occurs in these homes and at a school strikingly similar to Brownell Talbot, where the usual assortment of nerds, cool kids, and stoners are loosely minded by teachers who seem more stuck in their professions than driven by care. What makes Ware so special, and Rusty Brown a true work of genius, is the extended, minute attention paid to these people and to their surroundings. Attention, Simone Weil argued, taken to its highest degree, is the same thing as prayer. It presupposes faith and love. Absolutely unmixed attention is prayer. Ware's oeuvre is often described as depressing, even nihilistic, and it does hold an unflinching gaze on cruelty, but tenderness worms in too, and Ware's delirious inventiveness conveys a great faith in art, if not necessarily in the human heart. For example, while this 356-page tome opens with charming images of Rusty's snowy home and school, it pivots to three full pages of beautifully drawn snowflakes, an elegant microscopic cursive formatted like picture book poetry over the blizzard, declaiming at length on humanity's evolving attention to these fragile crystalline structures. Ware writes, "While a snowflake on a finger lingers only a second before resolving back into a drop of water, freezing that drop of water will not produce a snowflake. It only produces a little bead of ice. The exquisite, miraculous shape of a snowflake is a result of the singular path it takes through utterly unique conditions of cloudiness, temperature, and humidity. A veritable picture of its whole life from its birth as a speck of dirt to its end as a fragile, miniature crystal flower." This seems a kind of authorial gloss on the book as a project. Ware is obsessively interested in the forces seen and unseen that make us who and how we are. In achingly vibrant panels and exquisitely crafted language, he constructs narrative arcs that are reliably compelling, rewarding, and disquieting. Ware is steadily, even obsessively attentive to the harms we inflict upon ourselves and others, to compulsions that sicken and isolate. The people in these pages experience joy, but just as often ignore kindness and repudiate love. Rusty Brown opens a wide window into imagined lives that feel very real. The book also serves as a mirror for the reader to check their own resemblance to these wandering, wounded souls. It is as intricate and absorbing a text as any I have encountered. Chris Ware will be interviewed by UNO illustration professor Caitlin Cass at Joslin Art Museum April 22nd at 6 p.m. I'll be there, dear listeners, and I hope you will be too. This is Todd Robinson with Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.